Name something couples do to spark up their marriage.
How about get together with other couples?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I just mean that, not talk.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, how, you know, here's like, I don't know how many people are in the room. You know, there's just zooming in from all over the place.
Yeah.
And she can't even say two nice words about us. Well, they say it's not for everyone right at the front of the show. And I like that because that means turn it off now.
That's like a parental advisory.
Yeah.
Explicit lyrics.
So one plane relays to the next plane, relays to the next plane. And that's why, part of the reason why there are highways in the sky. Did you know this?
Yes.
That there are highways in the sky? Like,
yes.
You take well-worn paths
I've
back
seen
and forth?
That on the flight thing on the Delta seat map.
Oh, you have?
You know, like on the back of the
seat.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just drawings.
Now, how do you think Southern women are different than Southern California women?
Well, just in general, ladies from the South, they just got more time, you know?
They got more time. They don't have to attend. You know, they got one worry and one worry only, and that's whether or not am satisfied. That's right. Tea and teabagging. Those two things are the only thing we have to worry about down in the South.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, and fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com to collect your earnings. And my friends, we're here.
We made it.
We made it. And you made it through the incredible intro. Let me tell you a funny story.
Okay.
We have some friends at a place called Podfest, which is like an industry thing, right? It's an industry group. Let's call it that. Trade group.
A hobnob group.
A hobnobbers. Yes. We're all hobnobbing.
Like,
we're slobbing all over our hobnobs.
But big shots.
Yeah. You too can have 500 downloads.
I just like saying hobnobbing with big shots.
Hobnobbing with big shots. I don't know that any of us would consider ourselves big shots. Actually, there's probably a few in the group that would consider themselves big shots. Not sure they are, but okay. So I get invited to go speak on for those of you that don't know, my day job, I work in the industry, right?
Yes.
I work in the podcast industry. And so why anybody trusts me with their show, I don't know. But anyway, they point to The Commercial Break and they go, what a rousing failure.
Yes.
He must know what not to
do. Exactly. Yeah. Do the opposite.
Yeah. He's like, whatever you do, Brian, tell us so that we can avoid those things. So I get invited to this monthly group that they do about a particular topic. And the nice young lady on the, and there's three of us, there's three other industry experts that are on there, right?
Okay.
And so,
quote unquote,
quote unquote, yeah, quote unquote experts. Because it's kind of antithetical, like a podcast expert, like none of us really,
right?
At the end of the day,
it's kind of a wild west.
Yeah, it's a wild west out here. We're just all trying to, you know, have fun and make a buck. So the nice young lady who is presenting, who's like introducing all of us, she goes, oh, you know, here's our three guests. And so Jordan Harbinger is one of them.
Yes.
One of, you know, friend of ours, you know, I'm sure you
friend of the show.
I'm sure you heard the commercials.
Yeah.
Sponsors every episode, you know, this guy. So he.
But people are hearing our commercials on his show too.
Yes.
We got a review about that.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So they thanked Jordan Harbinger.
For turning him on?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. There you go.
One.
Paid a lot of money for that one review. So Jordan's there, and the lady says, you know, one of the things we like to do here at this pod group, you know, is we like to make sure that we say something we like about everyone's show who comes up and does the presentation.
This is like the round the dinner table, what was the best thing about your day?
Yes, what was the best thing about your day, or what am I thankful for on Thanksgiving, right? What am I thankful for?
Yes.
So she goes around and, you know, Jordan Harbinger, 40 million downloads a month or whatever, one of the world's podcasters. So it's not hard to kiss his ass, right?
Right.
She's like, oh, Jordan
Harbinger.
He's a
bigwig.
Yeah, interviews the world's most fascinating people and, you know, constantly the top podcast ever or whatever. And then she does the other show, which is also a very nice review, like summarization of what she liked about the show. Uh-huh. And then she goes, "This, I swear to God, this is what she said. This is recorded, and I will get it. I will get the audio of this." She goes, and then there's Brian Green. He is doing the commercial break, and it's him and his friend Chrissy. And you know what I like about the show? They say right up front, it's not for everyone. So you know that it's probably not for everyone. That's what she said. And then she moved on. And I was like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that's like a sideways what you liked
what
about
she them. Really meant to say is they say right up front it's not for everyone, and I was one of those people it's not for. Yes. God bless. I mean, bless her heart. I know, just, you know, you can't like every podcast, but it was clear that she was quickly trying to move on from what she liked about
tea.
Yeah, I get it. We're not everybody's. That's why we have the tagline. Exactly. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. It's like a wacky morning zoo crew combined with, you know, dirty, you know, locker room talk. It's just an obnoxious show.
And guru type, you know, downward dog.
Yeah, downward dog, upward bird, reverse cowboy. We have pigeon. It all here. Pigeon. Peacock. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, how... You know, here's like, I don't know how many people are in the room. You know, there's zooming in from all over the place.
Yeah.
And she can't even say two nice words about us. Well, they say it's not for everyone right at the front of the show. And I like that because that means turn it off now.
That's like a parental advisory.
Yeah.
Explicit lyrics.
Yeah. She didn't like the fact we were talking about pudendas at the top and the bottom of the hour. Sorry. Sorry, lady. But God bless you. I know you have a tough job. I'm not trying to bust your balls. I'm sure...
I don't think she's listening. No,
of course she's not. She didn't listen to 3 seconds of the show. She saw the title. She read the show notes and was like, I'm not reading. That's trash. It's making the podcast industry look horrible. Sorry. Sorry.
Each to their own.
Mm-hmm. We were running around the studio here, and we're professionally mocking up our camera angle. And so in order to get some lift on the camera, I decided to take a book and put it under one of the tripod feet. And what I got was what I just happened to grab off the bookshelf, which I haven't seen in years, is my flight.
What do they call it?
Flight log?
Yeah.
My flight log and official record.
Yes.
Which every pilot gets pretty much your first flight or your second or your third. Certainly you get a flight log. It's got just a lot of lines and then a couple of columns about things. You know, it's like it took off this time, that time, took off from here, left from there. And then you're supposed to write the notes, right? Write mm-hmm. the notes about the flight. It's if anything went wrong, if anything went good, where did you go? How did you do it? What flight, what level did you make? You know, all this other stuff. You got to make notes about the flight and then you have to exactly time your flight because flight hours are an important indication of how experienced you are and can make or break you getting a license. So I was like, oh my God, my flight log. And you know, it's like 26 hours or something. It's nothing. Like I have no hours. You have to have like 10,000 before you get in a captain's seat for a Delta plane. And so I have 26. I don't even have enough to qualify.
You made a first step.
I did. Or
first fly.
I think I told this story many, many episodes, probably in episode number 12 or something, that when I got my brother-in-law wanted to be a pilot. He is training to be a pilot.
Yes.
Actually, he's passed a lot of his tests. He's almost there. He's almost a commercial pilot. And so one day he says he's here in Atlanta and he goes, I want to go look at some schools here in the United States for flying. And there's a very famous one down in Daytona. And we happened to be in Florida at the time and he arranged a tour. And then the whole family was down in Florida. And on the way up, Danny and I were going to split off from the group and we're going to go spend a couple of days touring these two schools. And so we went and, you know, it was like a very professional buttoned up operation. Lots of student pilots there. You know, you sleep there, you eat there. It's like college. It's a really intensive program. And then when we got back to Atlanta, he's like, well, let me look and see if there's anything in Atlanta, because, of course, his sister lives here. And maybe that's a smart idea to do that. So we go to this pilot school, which is based out of the back of, you know, like an old airplane hangar in an office upstairs that is clearly not the same experience as the real deal school. It's literally a couple of offices with a flight simulator that looks more like a Nintendo game.
Like an arcade game.
Yes, an Atari game. Yes, that's what it is. It's really, but The guy who runs the school is like the coolest dude ever. And what he's really doing is he's running a school for children to learn how to fly. Oh. That's his focus. That's his main, that's his thing, right? He flies, he teaches children, teenagers from 12 to 20 how to fly
planes.
That
was perfect for you.
It was perfect for me.
Yes.
So we get in. So Dan, so the at the other flight school, the professional one, we took a tour. We sat down. We talked to people. You saw the facilities. You got to look at the planes. But you did not go up in a plane, nor did they let you fly one. That was the opposite of what happened when we came to Atlanta, when we went to this small private airport. Not small, actually. It's a private airport called Peachtree DeKalb.
Yeah, I've been there.
The first thing the guy does as soon as we walk in there is like, hey, hey, so, you know, high five, slap, slap. Yeah, cool, cool, man. Yeah, you know what the best way to get to know of whether or not you want to be at my school and I want you at my school? Let's hit the skies. And I'm like, oh, wow, Danny, you get to go fly. And he's like, oh, you're going too. It can fit, you know, it can fit in, you can fit in the back. And I'm like, oh, no, not for me. I'm kind of afraid of heights. You know, it's not my thing. The second we get up in that fucking air, like this, the whole experience, he, by the way, he puts Danny in the driver's seat, who has about as much experience as anybody on the street flying a plane. None.
Yes.
Right. And immediately Danny's flying the plane. Immediately. The guy's like,
wow.
He just lets Danny fly the plane. Danny gets out the checklist, the whole nine yards. So I'm like, wow. Not only am I really nervous. And then we get up into the, we're fucking 3,000 feet, 3,500 feet in the air. And he's like, all right, let's practice some stalls. And I'm like, no. Don't stall this plane. But of course, you know, no one's listening to me. So I think he turned off my headset at one point so he could hear my little girl screaming in the back. This is such a crazy experience, fun experience that I decide when Danny goes back to Venezuela, I decide I'm going to go to that school.
I remember this.
And yes. I talked to Astrid about it. She's like, no, I don't like this idea at all. But, you know, I can't stop you from doing something you want to do. And this is before the podcast, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I really had a lot of extra time on my hands. So the same.
And you were one kid less.
Yes. One kid less. I was two kids less. I had no kids. I had zero children. Yeah, that's right. So I go there. And I don't know why I thought it would be any different. I kind of thought that Rohan would, like, this guy Rohan would take me up and he would show me. Like, Danny had had a little bit of experience on a plane. I had no experience sitting in that seat.
Okay.
But no. Hey. Rohan's like, no, you're flying the plane, bro. And I'm like, I don't know how to fly a plane. He's like, how do you think anybody learns how to fly a plane? You didn't know how to drive a car when you got into a car the first time. And I was like, well, I guess that's true, but you know, I was on a, it was in a parking lot in a church.
Yeah,
I wasn't
it was on the ground.
Yeah, I can't fall from the sky. Right. And he's like, listen, it's not that hard. Just, it's a 2-seater plane. Like, you're going to figure it out. I'm right here with you. Anything goes wrong, I got a set of controls. We'll figure it out. Right.
Yeah.
The cold comfort. But anyway,
as long as he doesn't have like a heart attack when you're, I know, you're up there.
And that has happened.
Yes.
People that has happened to student pilots. Some reason the other pilot gets incapacitated and they end up,
yeah, I mean, trying to fly the plane.
There's well-known cases of people landing commercial jets and they have no fucking clue what they're doing. Yeah. Right. So
case in point, the movie Airplane.
Yeah.
There's like a blow up doll.
I know the blow up doll landed it. So can we, they basically fly themselves. It's the takeoff and landing part. That's really you're doing. And then if you get into bad weather or sticky situations or an engine falls off or something like that. But no shit, this guy lets me fucking fly the plane. And I am like, holy shit. So I
is that rain?
That is rain. That is really hard rain. Yeah, that is like, my roof's about to come off.
It's recording. Wow. And it's a crazy
welcome to Atlanta
storm.
In 2022. Uh-huh. It never stops raining. We live in a fucking rainforest right now. So I get to the end of the runway and he's like, punch it, go. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like slowly throttling it up. He's like, go, 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 go. And I'm like slowly, and he takes my hand and he pushes the throttle. He's like, you got to fly. You got to get up for speed. We fly and then we land. And the landing was the scariest part about it.
Sure.
So I did this however many times, 15 times maybe. I don't know. However many times I have in my little book. What's interesting to know, Chrissy was saying, well, and I said, everything is so controlled. You have to write everything down. If you have any interactions with air traffic control, you have to report those. They have to report them. Like, everything is so controlled. and monitored and recorded. Everything is recorded.
Yes.
And she says, well, that's certainly not like these shows we see like from the 70s when they're just flying planes and dropping drugs out of the bottom of
them. I know. I'm watching those Netflix shows where they're just, they're these pilots that just go all over wherever,
but they
running
still,
drugs.
Yeah. They, and you can still do that, right? You just have to check in with air traffic control.
And what's unless, your cargo?
Yeah. You don't even say that.
Coconuts.
It's like, you know, November Sierra 1275. I'm heading down to the Keys, and I've got my friend Pablo, Juan Pablo, with me. And we're going to pick up some bananas, and then we're going to drop them in the ocean, and we'll be back real soon. You don't even say that. Like, you don't even have to file a flight plan if you fly under a certain level. If you fly in the ocean, there is no air traffic control.
Right.
What there is there's a relay system. So one plane relays to the next plane, relays to the next plane. And that's why, part of the reason why there are highways in the sky. Did you know this?
Yes.
That there are highways in the sky? Like, do you take well-worn paths back and forth?
I've seen that on the flight thing on the Delta seat map.
Oh, and, you have?
You know, like on the back of the
seat.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just drawings.
it's just but it shows them crisscrossing over all U.S. And everywhere.
Yeah.
Across the ocean.
It's a pretty drawing. So what I find interesting about, I was reading about, there's two main flight paths to go to Europe, and they light up in the night and they light up in the morning because that's when these planes fly, right? And they fly that way for a certain reason, so that, you know, there's some protection around, you know, the power in numbers and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And flying over the ocean is still a rather dangerous thing to do, even though there's not a lot of accidents. It's still a rather dangerous thing to do. And it's getting more dangerous. And you know, want to know why? Because of the changing environment, the changing weather.
Oh, that's
and
true.
Pilots are more and more frequently reporting that in the middle of the ocean, like over the Atlantic especially, there are these really incredibly intense
storm,
pockets of air.
Like,
pockets of air that are coming up from the warm water, and they're causing all kind of drama. Right. And
I can see that.
Yeah. It's getting scary to just fly between the motherfucking morons that get on every one of these planes. I got to fly in a week and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get on a plane with a bunch of other cocksure human beings who are all entitled to what they're entitled to. And so, you know, it seems like every flight something goes wrong.
Well, let's think positively.
What should we think positively about?
The flight.
Yeah.
Your flight that's coming up.
Okay.
I'm gonna put the vibes out there that everything goes smoothly and you don't have a bunch of cocksure.
I hope I don't have a bunch of cocksure. In this case, I would rather fly with a plane full
Rahul
of peacocks. Rohan?
Rahul.
Rohan. Rohan was the best. Rohan was the best because he didn't give a shit. It's just like, turn off the engine. You're like, turn off the engine. What do you mean turn off the engine? Yeah, we got to stall, just turn it off, then we'll turn it back on. He used to do
hopefully
this.
Hopefully it'll start.
And I don't think this is, hopefully it'll start. That's what I was always thinking. And he would do this thing, and I know that every pilot goes through this, right? Where they either put something in front of your eyes, or they make you cover your eyes.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
They cover your eyes, your hands off the steering wheel, hands off the yoke. Then you cover your eyes, and then they disorient the plane. They'll like go down into the right or up into the left, right? And then they'll take their hands off the yoke, and then they'll go, okay, open your eyes.
Hands.
Yes, I know. And then you have to figure out where you're at and what you're doing.
Oh,
it's
God.
Highly disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like highly disturbing, but it's so that you have some spatial awareness. That's what they're trying to create.
Somebody wasn't up in the plane today with the brain.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Now
down.
You can't fly like that. You can't fly. They have rules. That's the thing about flying is you got to have some ground
that's
rules
good.
Set. Yeah, I think it's generally a good thing that you're not there flying around. You remember that guy in Seattle that took that plane for a joyride?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And
yes.
He was like flying all around the East Coast and he was talking to the guys. He was like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm just having some fun up there. They were like, yeah, cool. You mind bringing that thing down?
Yeah, you can't do that.
They were like literally trying to push him out into the ocean. They were like, why don't you just take a left-hand turn and head out there toward the ocean where nobody else will get hurt.
Right.
And he eventually ended up crashing the plane, like
Jeez.
On purpose. It's fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're gone right now. We're gone. We're out of the studio. So, I mean, we're literally out of the studio. We're in the studio currently.
Yes, in the rain.
As physics require us to be in order to talk to you like this. We are taking a break this next couple of weeks. And so we're really excited to present to you a couple of themed weeks of the commercial break. I've kind of taken some of the requests that we've gotten and I've said, okay, these are the top pops. And the top pops that are being requested right now, the top of the pops, is Love Connection and Mountain Monsters.
Okay. Two of our favorites.
One of the gentlemen who requested Love Connection was actually on the Love Connection.
Oh my God.
And he has a story to tell about what happened after the Love Connection date that he went on.
I love the inside scoop.
It's the inside skinny. It's the inside scoop. I have verified the information to the degree that I can verify. Let's be honest. I'm not like really trying to verify anything. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
We don't back check.
Yeah. I mean, listen to all the stories we've told on here. People just send those in. I assume they're true, right? Because I assume they're true because I don't want to do any additional homework. I'm tired, guys. I'm tired. Do you think I'm up all night verifying your facts? What am I? The Washington fucking Post. So I want to present that story on Wednesday, but since today's Monday, let's get warmed up and let's bring the listeners up to speed on exactly what the Love Connection is. So, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And we all know the Love Connection. The yes. venerable 80s and 90s dating
know
show.
Know and love.
We know and love it. It's the blind date show that that kicked all of these dating shows off, really. I mean,
it really did. It's the OG.
I mean, I guess there was not Love Connection, but the Dating Game, which was very first. There was a dating game. There was a newlywed game.
Well, the newlyweds, you're already wed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there were some swingers on there. Okay, so let's delineate the line. So take out the newlywed game, but the dating game was really the OG OG.
Okay, I don't quite remember much about the dating game.
The dating game was one girl or guy would sit on one side, and then there would be three eligible bachelors on the other side.
Oh,
she would ask questions.
That one.
Yeah, but
yes.
That was what we learned about that is it was generally rigged. It wasn't real. There were a lot of celebrities that came on. It was kind of like the, I don't know, it was a slick... It was very highly produced.
Right.
Not that the Love Connection wasn't.
Not like any of the shows that we watched currently
today. Yeah, not like
today.
Any of the shows. Yeah. Seeking Sister Wives.
Those are all like non-scripted, not highly produced. It's real.
No, that's
it
right.
It is
it's
actually
all real.
Real.
That TLC is full of real shows. Don't tell
MTV,
me
MTV. Well, all
oh
of
my God,
real.
MTV. Oh, what a trash. I don't even think that Buckhead Shore made it three episodes. I don't see it anymore. I think it's now.
I haven't gone to look back.
I haven't gone either, but it's all. I don't see one commercial. Like I was watching MTV the other day, and I watched it for an hour, hour and a half. I didn't see one fucking commercial for that Buckhead Shore. If it was a hit, it would be on every commercial break,
and people would be talking about it. I haven't seen anything on my news feed about it.
There's not been any PR. No people. No time.
No.
It's time. Time's people of the year. The Buckhead Shore. My dad owns a taco stand. And I like pussy.
Times man of the year.
Times man of the year. Buckhead Shore boy. My dad is a millionaire. And I live at the lake. I'm changing minds. One Bud Light at a time.
The influence.
Hi, I'm
year.
Ryan. Not Ryan. Ryan. I'm named after the stones in my daddy's belt.
Oh, Ryan.
And I made a whole class of human beings called Lake Boys. We're the Lake Boys.
The Lake Brothers. The Lake Bros. Brothers.
Yeah, the Lake Bros.
Lake
but
Bros.
We include girls. This is 2022 and we're cool. And now I'm bringing all six of my ex-girlfriends and some of my other boys, racially diverse, of course, to come up to the lake and hang out with me. It's a great idea. It's time has come. Lasted one episode.
Right.
Lasted one fucking episode. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong about that, by the way. I just don't
I
give a shit.
I tried to watch the very first episode, and I just couldn't even get through it. I was ready to laugh about
yeah, me
it,
too.
And I wanted to talk about
yep.
it on the show.
It wasn't even
was
funny.
Like, nah.
Yeah, wasn't even, like, parody funny.
No.
Like, if I watched an episode of the first Jersey Shore season or two, I could probably find that to be really still
absolutely,
very funny.
Yes.
Because they were actually interesting human beings. But these six yahoos that they got up at that lake, that's not even close to Buckhead, in a lake with, you know, some rich, with some sugar babies, some literally some people whose parents have the money, is not at all stimulating in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and even to make fun of it.
Yeah, and why do I care that your ex-girlfriend is coming up to the lake? And who are you? And why don't I give a shit about your love life? And why do I care that you get all the pussy? Cares about the pussy? Jeez Louise. Yeah. Settle down, MTV. Stop with all the bullshit.
Yeah, it's
bad. Stick with what you know. Beavis and Butthead, Teen Mom.
There's a movie coming out.
There is a movie. Hey guys, it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I are out of the studio for the next couple of weeks, but don't worry. We got brand new, fresh episodes lined up in the can, ready to go just for you. And when we get back, you can expect some big changes to the commercial break. I'll leave you in suspense for the next couple of weeks, but until then, visit our YouTube page, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, and watch full episodes in their fully edited glory. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, listen to any of the audio or watch any of the video right there from the website. You can also contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas can be sent through the website at the Contact Us button or 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. And while you're thinking of us, please do leave us a review or a rating on your favorite podcast player and make sure to visit our sponsors with the specialized URLs and use the code that we give you for free shit and let our sponsors know that TCB sent you. Enjoy the last few weeks of the waning summer and we'll be back soon to keep this train chugging along. Let's hear from our sponsors and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi everybody, I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Anyway, we are way far off the mark as far as Love Connection is concerned. So let's get back to that.
Right.
So I present
Swing it on back.
Yeah, a week of Love Connection. Love Connection, the venerable 80s and 90s, for the first real blind date type show. Guy or a girl sits on the couch with Chuck. They give him three options, and either they pick one of the people, or the audience picks one of the people. They go out on a blind date and they don't videotape it. They come back to talk about it. Now,
both, because really what happens is if the person picks, does the picking out for themselves, and then it doesn't work out,
yes,
then they go back to the true audience and say, who did the audience pick? And if they didn't pick the same person, then they get another shot.
That's true. There's up to two dates. Actually, I think I've seen I've seen one character on there three separate times. Yes, because of something happened. Like the date never showed. Yeah, it was like the date never showed. It was a really weird episode. The date never showed, and then she never contacted the producers again. And it was like a weird kind of, in a very otherwise
early ghosting.
formatic show. Yeah. Wait until you hear this guy's story. When you hear this guy's story, you're going to wonder what was going on all these Love Connection episodes too. Wow. So I'm going to give you a choice here, right?
Okay.
I've got three separate Love Connection episodes that are loaded up into the old TCBminator, and I would like to give you the option.
Okay.
Now there's a bad date. There's one where the couple just didn't get along all that well, and it's a bad date. There's one where the guy starts out by explaining his car has been painted like the Batmobile with bats on it. You can imagine what kind of human being drives around a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Or there's a real life cowboy that goes on a date with a lady.
Oh, let's go with the cowboy.
Cowboy it is. There yes. you go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk oh. to...
he's into golf equipment sales.
He's golf equipment that's sales.
That's his occupation. And he's a cowboy. That okay, so does go hand, go to not
the,
in hand.
Yeah, go to tcbpodcast.com. You can watch the video, or you can go to the commercial break, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And you can follow along with Chrissy and I here on the video. And I'd like to let you know that for those of you listening at home, that our boy Wayne here is in golf equipment sales. He's 48 years old. He's divorced, and he's wearing a fucking 10-gallon hat.
Like a huge one.
With a Art Deco bright pink.
Button down.
Short sleeve shirt. Okay. Go for the short sleeve.
He's very tan, too, and has a mustache.
Yeah,
mustache.
I have a feeling this is one of those Southern guys that ain't so Southern.
Country and Western dancing. He especially likes women who wear quarter jeans. Please welcome Wayne
what
Kelly.
What are quarter jeans?
What are quarter jeans?
I don't know.
It's kind of like a quarter boner. It's... It goes up halfway, you know what I'm okay. talking about?
So like they're shorter?
They're stiff and they go up halfway.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that quarter jeans mean that you can see the heads or tails if you put a quarter in the back pocket.
Ooh.
I have not okay. watched this.
Okay.
But let's see if
that
he explains.
That makes some sense.
Yeah. I think I've heard this term before when I was like, you know, 12.
Tight jeans. Very tight.
Yeah. Something about reading the quarter.
Urban cowboy tight.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if ever there was an urban cowboy, it's our boy Wayne
yes,
here.
It is. Who's in golf equipment sales?
It's golf equipment sales. I think when he means golf equipment, I think he means like the machines that fertilize the lawn.
Yeah.
The lawnmowers.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think he means like, you know, putters.
And you got that Garth Brooks hat on there. Now, let me ask you some quarter jeans. Let me see if I can guess this, because I've never heard the expression, so I'm going to try to guess it. When they put a quarter in the back pocket, you can read the date.
Ah, you were right.
That's right.
Okay. Is that right?
That's right.
You were right.
I just kind of figured that might be what it was.
That's right. Yeah. Like I'm so tight that when you put that quarter in it.
But those are hard to get off, Wayne.
I like them so tight that literally cut off bud foe to the lower extremities. I like when a woman can't walk at the end of the night and I'm dragging her into the emergency room saying, cut these jeans off with a cast saw.
Yeah, there's a hard to get off, too. I'm just saying, Wayne.
Do you think I give a shit, Chrissy? This is Wayne here, and I'm telling you right now, you better paint those jeans on, girl. Paint them on. Don't worry, I'll figure out how to take them on. I'm in golf equipment sales.
That's right. I got a putter down there.
I got a machine for that. I put a putter down there.
Fry.
Too loose. If you can fit the putter down there, it's too loose. I take a tee and I just start peeling it off like a tuna can.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's even better.
That's
I
right.
like that better than the date.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Now, how do you think Southern women are different than Southern California women?
Well, just in general, ladies from the South, they just got more time, you know?
They got more time. They don't have to attend. You know, they got one worry and one worry only, and that's whether or not
making
I
tea.
Am satisfied. That's right. Tea and teabagging. Those two things are the only things
right.
we have to worry about down in the South. These L.A. girls are running around trying to get jobs and driving cars and all kind of crazy crap.
Crazy.
Women out here are always in a hurry. You know, they ain't got no time to do nothing. They just like, they always in a hurry to get somewhere to do something.
And check their machine.
That's right. Yeah. They got their beeper running or their telephone in their car, you know, down at putting their eyelashes on to going down the freeways.
Yeah.
But where I'm from, they just take a lot slower.
So you like that better?
They ride their horses to the store, pick up some canned breast milk and some pie crust, and they make me some turtle soup. It's a lot better down there, Chuck. The weather's warm. You ought to come on down. That's right. That's right. I like how he says, that's right.
That's right.
Anybody who says that makes me feel comfortable. It's like yeah. Matthew McConaughey. That's right.
That's right. That's all right. All right. All right.
Yeah. I saw Matthew McConaughey in an interview recently.
Yeah.
He's looking a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
he's looking a little weird. Like he hasn't eaten in a couple months.
He was absolutely preparing for a movie.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a look at the tapes of Wayne Sauter. Remember, you're going to vote again. First, there's Sharon. She says that she resembles Bo Derek.
Oh.
Her interests include going to amusement parks and museums. She likes men who are between 37 and 50 and haven't been married more than twice. And here are some other things.
Setting the bar high there, yeah. Susie.
She likes.
I like all the little notes on the pillowcase and the chocolate on the, and the wine in the bathtub and the jacuzzi. And
that's you, Brian.
And I do write poetry.
That is
romantic.
Me. I am a romantic.
You really are.
Yes. Until I had children, I was a high romantic. Now romances. I'll wake up and take the kids for an hour.
Exactly.
Now, let me put Mia down for a nap for you. It used to be all that stuff. I would, like, you know.
I remember when you were first saying Astrid, I came over to your place and you guys had the little notes.
We had the notes everywhere.
Yeah. It was so sweet.
I put 1,000 roses in her bridal suite for our wedding.
That's right.
What an incredible waste of money.
You really roped her in.
I did. Look at us now. Honey, I'll be in the studio.
Right.
With every passing episode, Astrid realizes more and more what she got herself really into.
She threw on the charm.
She's like, you did mushrooms at your graduation? No, honey, that was cocaine. I did mushrooms at my baptism. I was an early adopter. Legal in 3 states.
Poetry. And I keep a journal. And I like sending cards and surprising somebody I care about.
Next, Carol was born and raised in Michigan.
Jeez, you send a card now, you get it next month. I mean, it's not surprising anybody.
That's true, but I do have a story about that. So one time I worked down the street from a CVS. And so on my lunch break, sometimes I'd like to just take a walk.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would go to the CVS. And I got into a habit of buying Jeff, like, the cheesiest cards.
Oh, you did?
Ever. Or, like, the most inappropriate ones ever.
Yeah.
And so we had a thing going back and forth with the cards, which was funny.
For Christmas, I would often, I would give, like, real gifts.
I love you so much.
For Christmas, I used to give 3 facts and a crap. So you'd get like 4 gifts from me, but one of them would be like an emptied ashtray.
Yes. Right.
Or a happy bar mitzvah card with a picture of a naked man with a 3-foot dick.
It's fun.
It's fun. My brothers hated it. They hated me. They're
it's
like, really,
the
Brian?
Giver.
Yeah, it's fun for the giver. It was not fun for the getter. Yeah. I stopped it because everyone hated it. They hated it.
We can do it.
Yeah. We can do it. Sure. I'll give you a shitty gift.
Yes.
Yeah. No problem.
Back up the tradition.
Here's the TNTCV. Look, it's the wire that doesn't work from our studio. Fix that.
Okay, as long as it comes with a card.
Yeah, it'll come with a card.
Okay.
The instruction manual.
Is that they have sex on the brain. She's looking for a rugged man who likes golf.
Oh.
Not that your thing there. And we ask her how she feels about making the first move. Here's what she says.
Forklift sales.
I'm
intrigued by
these
people.
Two, yeah. I've never known anybody in forklift sales. But I bet that's a lucrative business if you get the right account.
Niche.
Yeah, if you like Amazon. Yeah, but Amazon wasn't around back then.
You're rolling in it.
You're rolling in it.
Yeah.
Why should you wait for something to happen? If you want it to happen, make it happen. You know, why sit back and wait? I mean, the years keep ticking by, you know, and you don't want to sit there being 80 years old and wish you had done all these things you never did.
True.
So that's why I sunbathe nude at my son's soccer games. I figure I'm not getting any younger.
YOLO.
Yeah. Yellow card.
Or people you wanted to go out with and you never did. So why not go for it?
Did that say she's in forklift sales? No.
Yes,
is that correct?
Chuck, even.
That shouldn't be too tough a job. I mean, you either need a forklift or you don't, right? I'm just guessing. Okay. Finally, Katie, she says that she rarely dates. She doesn't think that her looks are bad, but she thinks that her personality is their best attribute. She's looking for a man who will take her fishing and
her hair's bad.
Games.
I'm just going to go out there and say it.
Yeah, she could, this lady could be 32 and she looks 89. She's for those of you that can't see, she's got that perma curl.
I mean, it's a bouffant.
It's a bouffant that you see on, you walk into any.
Like, it's like a Betty White bouffant, but it is, she's got brown hair.
Walk into any senior citizen home. I don't even know if that's brown. I think that's like fire engine red. Reddish. Yeah. Walk into any senior citizen home, and this is the only hairstyle that seems to be going on with the females in there.
It's the hot
maybe
roll,
it's just like
curler.
At some point, that's the only hairstyle you can do, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. My give grandma it
little,
had it for 25 fucking years.
Oomph.
Yeah. Give it a little volume. Jeez, she's 46.
She's a bartender.
Oh.
I will give anyone the first chance. I will give you my heart. If you need something, I'm going to give it to you. Just don't betray me.
Because then I will murder you.
Anybody on the first chance, I'll give you my heart.
The first chance, my heart. Second chance, my pocketbook. Third chance, a 9mm straight between the eyeballs. I'm on my third husband. I mean, I'm on my third dead husband. That's what I mean.
As loyal abilities, if you betray me, then I can be a mean little woman.
Oh, spicy.
All right, those are the three women that Wayne had to choose from. It's time for you to pick the one that you think would be best for.
Okay, so the audience is picking this one. They're going two. Seems like they're
three,
going
two. I'm yelling loudly, hoping somebody else changes their mind. Well, I'm not decided on this one. Let's see what the person next to me says. It's so stupid.
Okay. Audience has made his choice. Wayne's going to tell us who he picked.
I picked Sharon.
Picked Sharon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the right choice.
Yeah.
That's the right choice.
Yes.
Time to find out everything that happened on Wayne's date tomorrow. That's our show for today.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow with Wayne and more singles trying to make a love
connection.
Okay,
now we just fast forward until we get Wayne back
tomorrow.
In. Yep, here we go.
Oh, he's got another outfit
right.
on.
She has it right, though.
Well, sorry,
I missed a part there. There we go.
Back to USA Live.
No.
She said no.
You can't choose.
That's right. She has it right, though.
Well,
I suppose,
why did you care? I mean, he chews, so what? Put a little paint between your cheek and gum. So, are you happy that he didn't chew?
Well, I was delighted he didn't chew, although he still spit. I think he's so used to chewing and spitting, he spit anyway.
Just start to salivate when you're out there on the golf course. Okay. Well, you got half of it anyway. You still got the spit.
That's good.
So
it wasn't too bad. You know, you're better to get half than none.
So now what's happened?
Well, we played 18 holes. You know, I played pretty good.
He took
good,
her out for like
golf.
A
he took her out to a full blown
golf game, like not putt putt.
I don't know why this got
He's
cut off? First of all, sorry.
Holes.
The beginning of this got caught. Yeah, he wants to play 18 holes. Do you know what 18 holes of golf is? It's 9 really fun. Holes of golf, followed by 9 fucking miserable holes of golf.
Jeff and I went to like the practice range on one of our first dates.
Okay.
But you know that I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's hitting
fun.
Balls. That's
a
different story. You stop
balls.
When you're done and you go have a drink.
Yeah, this is like a full blown.
This
18.
Is a whole different story. Even I think even the professionals by hole number 13, they're like, God damn, when's this going to be over? I mean, I love golf as a sport. I think it's wonderful, but I don't do it anymore. You want to know why? It's fucking expensive and it takes up an entire 3 days to do. It's like you have to spend so much time. And I never, ever have fun after the 13th hole. Yeah. Never. I hate it. Well, the only time to go is when it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yes, I've plenty golf plenty when it's cold too. But that's in a different
that's
type
why
of miserable experience.
You do the executive course.
Yeah, you do the executive
9
course.
9 holes.
I'm going to start putting together a par 2 course. You know what I'm saying? Like 50 yards a piece. And then we'll just.
Par 2 course. Get it done. Yes.
Par 2 course.
Par 2 executive.
It's a par cheesy course. That's it. Call it the par cheesy
so
golf course.
So we're actually doing putt putt.
Yeah, putt putt with like 20 yards, you know? Bring chip and putt. Chip and putt.
Playing for a long time. Sharon hasn't played too long, and she did the best that she could, and she hit the ball. And
you know, she basically sucked.
Yeah.
Chuck, I'm just
well,
saying. Yeah,
if you don't play, and then you're going out on a first date.
Well, I kind of expected she had more time to practice. I mean, I ask a woman down south to go golfing with me, and
she's got the time in the
that's
world.
That's right. She comes with a golfing coach and a brand new outfit, and basically, it's a fair game. But this girl, she's too busy putting on her makeup in her car. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to golf practice.
Southern LA.
Fucking Southerners. We're the best.
He had a pretty nice time.
He had a good time.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck.
What?
I had a good time golfing, except for the lessons. From the first tee to the last tee, I had instructions throughout
what
the
What is
day
he, 10 cup Kevin Costner? getting behind her, going here.
I think your tits are getting in the way. Let me hold those for you.
Yeah.
I think your bra is inhibiting your backswing. Why don't you take that
just
off?
Just going fast right there. You'll be able to move easier.
You really got to take your pants off in order
it's
to get that hip movement.
Hips.
That's right. Don't worry. No one can see you except for all those other people. Focus on the ball. Don't focus on my balls. Jeez. It's so creepy when you go to give instructions. Yeah. I've done golfing with girls that I've dated before, but it certainly was not even like in the first 10 dates, right? And we did do executive course in only 9 holes.
Yes.
So it's like an hour experience, hour and a half.
Right.
And
did you get behind and give me a
maybe if I had been once or twice when I was dating the person for like months and it was kind of jokey, right?
Like, come here, honey. No, wait. Yeah. This is what
come here, honey.
Now, let me show you. Yeah. Let me get behind
you. Come here behind this bush and let me show you how it's done. Don't worry about your club. I got one right here. Here's my 9 iron.
Wait, I was gonna say, wait.
She's like, it's more like a 1 wood. Come here. Let me get behind you and I'll show you that how those hips move. If you just had more time.
Well, sometimes that can be helpful, and sometimes it can be irritating.
I take exception to that.
Do you?
Yeah. I warned her on the first tee that I was bad about that.
Oh.
And all she had to do is, if she'd had enough, just tell me to shut up.
Yeah.
But she didn't, so I didn't.
See. So you're...
Get off me, Wayne! What are you supposed
Wayne?
To say?
Wayne! Yeah. Wayne, could you take your hands off my asshole? Would you mind putting the vibrator back in the golf cart?
She never said, tell me to stop.
She never told me not to bring the vibrator as an example club, so I take exception to that. I had my black mama out, and I was swinging it across her face to show her how it works.
I told her. She never said she didn't like it.
She never said a word, Chuck. I just thought we were connected in that way.
But like the chew, I mean, you know.
Just spit it.
Yeah, just spit it.
Spit it right out.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, some of them take it and some of them can't. Yeah.
So you, whoa. What?
God. I wouldn't say that in 2022.
No.
No, you wouldn't. Some of them take it and some of them can't.
Oh, my God.
Can't.
Wayne. Yeah,
can't. Is can't a word? Some of them take it and some of them can't.
It's the cousin of ain't.
Yeah, ain't. No, it's not even can't.
Taint. Or taint.
Well, we played more golf. I was wore out, and I think she got pretty wore out because we had planned on going dancing later in the evening, and then later I sensed that she was so tired she didn't want to go dancing.
It's exhausting to play 18 holes of golf.
Yeah, when you play 18 holes
of
golf.
The sun, and
at my age, and Wayne's older than I am, at my age.
They're both older.
I'm taking 2 naps.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sleep, and then I'm going to sleep after I go to sleep. I'm just going to the third level of inception.
I'm going dancing after a quick game of 18-hole golf.
No, you got to be 20 to do that. That's like when you go to the pool, and then you go to the bar, and then you go to the club, and then usually have 4 stops at the cocaine dealer along the way, right? That doesn't happen on its own, even when you have the energy.
I wanted to go, and I thought we wouldn't, and we decided on the way back to her house after playing our second 18 that we were going to have
second 18.
What? He did
what are
30?
You in fucking sane, Wayne? Insane in the Wayne brain.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Second.
Do you know how many times I played 36 holes in a day?
It's
twice.
Tough.
And I will never fucking do it again because it is exhausting. Yeah. I don't care how pretty the course is. I don't care which course it is. You can be on fucking Pebble Beach and Augusta back to back to back.
Yeah.
You would not do 36 holes in a day unless you are a glutton for punishment because it is miserable to walk around all that time, up and down the hills, all over the place, chasing your ball. Not to mention, I'm just a horrible golfer, so it's not fun because I don't score well.
Right.
And that we felt that the best way to do it would be to order in some Chinese food and have it delivered while we got dressed to go dancing.
Okay.
And we did. We
got dressed to go.
We discussed some of our differences and some ideas and stuff. And,
did you have a lot in common?
Some ideas.
She had ideas.
I have an idea for a brand new golf course mulcher. Let me break out my idea book here. What do you think? We talked about our differences. So what do you think? I hate you, Wayne. Well, I guess we just don't see eye to eye.
Let's order Chinese and get ready to dance.
Yeah, Chinese food. You tell me how much you hate me, and I'm going to show you some of my ideas. I have an idea for a round tire. What do you think? It's not where I come from. They're all square, but I have an idea for a round tire.
Some things. Not a lot.
I see.
But something. Yeah.
So you had a little chow mein, foo, whatever, and got ready.
Well, way to be sensitive there, Chuck. Chow mein, foo. What the fuck?
I haven't seen that one on the menu.
No, that's not one on the menu. No. That's Chuck's future self coming backwards. For those of you that don't know, Chuck turned out to be a real asshole.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Dancing.
Got ready to go dancing.
And how was dancing?
Dancing was kind of like the golf. I danced one way. I danced kind of like an old country boy. And she dances West Coast Swing, which is entirely different. She dances very good, but not like I do. So we just like kind of bumping heads about that too.
What dance is he doing? Like
he's doing this number where he just
the boot scoop boogie.
The boot scoop boogie. Yeah, just takes his hands, puts it on his hip, and moves them back and forth.
She's swinging.
Yeah. Well, she's just dancing like a real human being.
Right.
Yeah. He's hoping not to break a hip. You know, those real cowboys, they actually have the shape of a horse in between their legs. If you notice, they walk bow-legged.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Especially those like the rodeo guys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. From riding the bulls.
Yeah.
They got the, I don't know. It looks really weird. Have you seen a bull rider walk?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like they literally have a, I don't know. It's like an arched entryway.
Right.
Yeah.
You can only imagine.
And I wonder what's happened to those boys all that time when you're banging and banging around.
There's a cup situation.
Yeah. I don't think those guys wear cups.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got on a wild bull and decided to ride it around. I don't think they're worried about their safety. I don't think safety is the number one priority.
All right.
Wasn't bad, but wasn't real
kind
good.
Kind of like a couple of horses.
I guess instead of getting a vasectomy, you could just
go bull riding. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do here real soon.
Pretty much.
Sharon, tell me how the date ended.
Horribly. He's a dick.
It ended like it started with me hating Wayne.
It ended with one final golf lesson in the living room.
Oh.
He showed me I could putt from my bay window to my couch and then from my bay window to my hutch. And
I'm sure that'd come in handy sometime.
The old bay window.
Yeah. Oh, the old at-home putting. The old at-home putting instruction. Nothing says I want a second date with you like showing you where the hole is.
36 holes of golf.
Putting
chow
lessons.
Chow mein. Foo.
Boot scoot and boogie. Chow mein foo. Which is not what we said. Yeah, it's what he said. Yeah.
Boot scoot and boogie.
Boot scoot and boogie.
And then ending with a
couple putting lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Let me put my balls in your hole. That's right.
It was hard. Uh-huh. The date was hard.
It was hard.
Hard. And I mean his cock. It was hard. I didn't like it. I didn't want it around.
It was hard.
Similar things we were interested in, but we always came from the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. You ever take off his hat?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. That's when I found out he didn't have much hair on top.
Oh, that's mean.
Does that bother you at all? Someone would find
douchey.
That very attractive.
Well, I'm a hairdresser, so I see all degrees.
Well, he's got less to work with, I suppose.
Right. You know.
But she did make a recommendation that she knew some stuff that helped me, and I just told her I didn't really care about being bald one way or the other, because I don't care.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Chewing.
Let bygones be golf bonds.
Let bygones be ball gones, if you know what I mean. Chow mein food up there, Chuckaroo. You come on down to the ranch anytime. And by ranch, I mean my townhome in downtown Atlanta, where I sell golf equipment.
They're real cowboys.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to assume these two don't go on another date.
No.
Well, there you go. There's
I don't mind wrong. Being bald. I like chewing.
What can you say about that?
Bald, he's bald and he chews tobacco.
He's Whoa. A man. He's in the right. She's a bitch for having her own thoughts.
I know.
It's so awful.
Yeah. Maybe they know something you don't know. Absolutely. It can happen. It can happen. Wouldn't be the first time. Well, they picked Katie for
it. Oh, wow.
They picked the
mass murderer. Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to you.
No, Chuck, I'm gonna go on my own.
Okay. Well, I see that. Sharon, I'm sorry.
They can't all work out. They can't all work out, but, you know, hopefully Wayne is still somewhere giving hands-on golf lessons to someone. I wonder what Wayne is doing.
Oh, I don't know. He'd
30
be like,
years later. He'd be 75 almost. Yeah. 75. Yeah, God, time flies. As you get old, time just goes quicker.
It does.
If you're young, here's a piece of advice. Slow down, smell the roses, don't take golf lessons from douchebags, and don't fly planes.
And don't call Chinese food chow mein foo.
Yeah, don't put
foo. And you actually don't even say Chinese food, you say Asian.
Well, I mean, there's Chinese food, there's Japanese food, you know, there's a specific type of food. But yeah, it's a little culturally insensitive, but it's also 1987, so things were much different back then. Much different back then. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that long ago. So, at least not to us old farts, it's not that long ago. All right, well, air traffic control is clearing you to go somewhere else because it's done. The episode is done. Thank you very much for listening. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You can find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can watch all the video. You can listen to all the audio. You can drop us a line. Hit the contact us button. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have an interesting story to tell? Write it right there or let us know you have an interesting story to tell because we'd love to hear it and share with it on one of our many storytelling days.
Or give us a quick review too. We love those.
Oh yeah, the reviews are coming
in. In fact, I saw one that said somebody would pay for the TCB Mediocre or whatever.
Oh, they'd pay for a TCB Mediocre Plus? Well, there's one.
Yeah.
I'll call up Ted Turner.
Yeah, I think he said he would pay 89 cents.
Oh, he'd pay 89 cents? 89 cents. Oh, God, I love
our
listeners.
We're getting there. We're getting there, Brian.
Our listeners hate us as much as we do. Our listeners dislike the commercial break just as much as we do. And for that, we will always be grateful.
Yes.
So TCBpodcast.com, that's where you go. Send us a line. Content. Ideas, questions, comments, concerns, they can all go right there or 661-237-8296. That's 661 best to you. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak and at the commercial break on Instagram. Listen, we'll get back. I know Instagram is dead, and I promise you we'll get back to posting stuff shortly. Okay, that's all I can That's all I can do for
that's
today.
Not a promise.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best
and
to
best
you.
To you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say we do say we must say. Bye.